seriously
ignorant news.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously ignorant.
My man, Damon Williams, Texas Ain't Ready. Coming to the Addison Improv all weekend long. Let's get seriously ignorant, Damon Williams. Let's do this thing right now, my man. I know you got some craziness. See if we can handle it.
Seriously, Skip, I have some seriously ignorant news for you. Seriously. As serious as a round of Jello shots with Bill Cosby.
Seriously.
Oh,
seriously.
Wow.
Seriously ignorant.
Now, look, the holidays are, of course, a time of fun and games, right?
Yeah.
Well, some people take the gameplay very serious. You know, family feuds have developed, and heated rivalries come from a game of beer whiz or spades. Some marriage has been broke up over renigging. You know that for sure.
Right, I know.
Nobody likes a renigger. We know that. But anyway, Alisa Ferreira, 21 years old, played a game of Monopoly. And while she played Monopoly, she plays no games. Police were called to the home for a domestic dispute because neighbors heard loud arguing at a house, and it was nearly midnight. Now, when they arrived, they found Ms. Ferreira arguing with her boyfriend. He told the police she became upset over a game of Monopoly and slapped him in the face. Now, it doesn't say why, and I ain't played Monopoly in years, but I can't imagine what you could do to upset somebody over Monopoly except for ask them to play Monopoly.
Right.
Monopoly take all damn day. Nobody got time for Monopoly. For real.
Well, if you walk on boardwalk and you don't pay me, it's going to be a problem.
Well, I guess he must have cheated like that because, you know, after a few hours of playing, she slapped somebody. Either that or she was mad at something else and waited for the Monopoly to take it out. Oh, you want to buy a hotel, huh?
Right.
I bet you do want to buy a hotel, like that trick you took to the hotel. Slap. So anyway, Alisa Ferraro, 21 years old, was charged with domestic violence and related simple assault. She was told not to pass go and did not collect her $200. Seriously. As serious as the two fathers at a gay wedding arguing over who's the bride.
That's it.
Your son's the bride. No, your son is the bride, sir.
But what do you bring to, what kind of gift you give at a gay wedding? Is Vaseline pushing it?
Did
he say Vaseline?
Yes, he did. And he said pushing it. But we're not going to follow up on that.
Two boxes of Fruit Loops.
I'm going to go sit Fruit Loops. There.
Stop it. Have a seat, Lavelle.
All right,
now check it. One more story. Now, my next story comes from Pennsylvania. Now, this time of year is busy for package delivery. You know, the post office, UPS, FedEx, they all super busy. And retailers depend on them to both send and receive merchandise to meet the holiday demand. So it wasn't unusual for this clothing store in Pennsylvania called City Blue to receive a FedEx delivery. What was unusual were the contents. The man opened up the two boxes, which contained 30 pounds of marijuana in each box. And it says prime marijuana because the next day he also got another 30-pound box. All this caught him by surprise, so he said he called the police immediately. Even though I don't know how you call the police immediately if you get one day, and you get one the next day, and you ain't called the police till the second package came. So that tells me you was hesitant about it and thought it through. In
Real
fact,
hesitant.
That means you might not even turn in all the weed. Besides, who buys 90 pounds of weed? I'm sure it was 100. So maybe now you can go to City Blue and get more than just clothes.
Right.
We'll know if they start getting more traffic and the sign changes to City Green. Seriously. As serious as a smoke-off between Snoop Dogg and Willie Nelson.
Woo! Something wrong here. Yeah. I got all this marijuana coming in, and I don't know what to do. I don't see this on the invoice, but it...
That's a smoke-off.
And it smells funny in here.
It's weird. It just seems... I feel uncomfortable.
I see you at the Addison Improv. I'm hanging out for the whole show. That's just seriously ignorant news.
All
with
right.
Special guest LaVelle Crawford.
Thank you, Damon Williams.